you have some tools in front of you.
When we first face, we used to scrape it with a peel or sharp thing. Take the peanut butter with a peanut and the skin.
The scraper you have in your hand now, what's the Eskimo word for that scraper?
Igun.
And it's shaped like a pipe, is that right?
Yes.
From a pipe,
mm-hmm.
With a wood handle.
And the wood handle is made to your hand, the way you should hold it on, so you would have a sister.
Is this the scraper that you meant to take off the inner skin?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then after that...
Does this require anything? Is the skin completely dry when you're working
yes.
on it?
Yes.
How do you start working from any part of the skin when you begin to tan?
From the tailpipe. From the
Toward the tail.
Uh-huh.
Your motions are from the head of the animal toward the tail.
Yeah, it's way more easy to take out the inner skin.
Working from backward
yeah.
motion.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Well, so you wouldn't open the, you know, this
little hair, Have you started any special place on the animal when you first begin to tan?
Mm-hmm.
Which would you work on first? What part of the animal?
Any place.
How is the skin placed? Is it flat on the floor or is it on something?
Well, on the floor, it's crazy.
It's laid out flat
yeah.
with the skin side up. Mm-hmm.
And when you after you scrape it off, you have to wet it really wet all over.
After you've used the deep room with the pipe sheet.
Yeah. You have to use your pinky glue. It's made on the handle at the same point.
The one you have in your hand is an old one made with a flint end blade. Is this the one, the first one you had in your hand with the pipe, is this the one you used first?
Right.
The one with the pipe?
Yeah.
What is that, in the old days, what tool did they use instead of the pipe? Do you know if they used a different kind of a scraper before they had the pipe?
Some kind of a bone.
Have you seen something used in place of this as a first step?
Or leg bone.
But you use the same word for that as you do for this igun.
Well, they use the same word.
Yeah. Would it have been put flat then, or would it have been put over something when they were using the old style scraper?
So you have done it quick.
Then what would
when you're using it, you stretch the skin.
Stretch the skin
through and more easy towards the inner skin.
So you soften it more too, or
yes.
When by doing this?
Yeah. When it's all over after you, when it's all over and then you bend it overnight.
Oh, I see. That's the first step where you scrape, where you scrape off the inner skin, then you soak it, you roll it up, or?
Roll it up. Yeah. Roll it up.
And it stays overnight.
Mm-hmm. Before you roll it up, you have to fold it together.
A certain way of folding, or?
No.
Just fold it there.
Just fold it from the side to side.
Side inward.
Uh-huh.
And then?
And then you have to sit on and hold it on the neck and stretch it. You hold the tail part on and you have to stretch it with your legs. Sit on it and stretch it so it would even.
Is this in the previous day before you roll it up?
Yeah.
You stretch it before you roll it up.
Roll it up.
And you sit on the rear end of this,
yeah.
of the high. Put your foot on the neck part, or?
No, on the tail part.
Oh, you sit on the,
uh-huh.
on the front?
Yes.
And put your foot on the tail part?
Yeah, on the, you have to sit like this.
Forward, yes.
Yeah, on
so you're
middle, and then hold the neck, and put your feet, right, hold the tail part, and put your feet inside, and stretch it.
Is this using your whole feet or heels or how do you?
Heels.
So you could work, if you're sitting in the middle and work both ways.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
How about the sideways? You stretch
the sideways, you have to put just make give it the belly and.
Is this using arm power?
Yeah.
Just with arm.
Just make it even.
This is the skin is wet.
Mm-hmm.
Then from that point, after you stretch it with your feet or arms, then you roll it, or
roll
fold it,
fold it, and then stand overnight.
Overnight.
And then, next day, you open it up, you check it up, if it could be, stick it together when it's ready.
If it's ready, it'll
stick it together.
It'll fold
dry.
The flesh and parts together,
yeah.
And if it sticks,
mm-hmm.
if it sticks together, it's mm-hmm. ready.
Yeah, when you open it, it's ready.
Yeah.
But when it's sticks,
if it doesn't stick,
you know it will be stiff.
Yeah.
Stiff paint.
It has to be
you know
sticky.
It's stiff paint.
But it should be sticky.
Yeah.
When you paint. In the next day. Would that ordinarily be in the morning or afternoon or the next day?
Afternoon.
If you put it away in the evening, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you open it, you have to,
what's the estimate word?
And that when it dries,
how long did it take you in this motion, and this when you're twisting or moving like that, how long does that take on a skin to size?
A day.
A whole day for
a day. Cool in the house.
Yeah. And you have to keep at it more or less?
Yes. Just when you're after it, you know, just leave it down for 5 minutes.
It's not steady work the whole day, but if you have time,
And then when it's really dry, you have to use
it's quite dry. By now it's pretty dry.
You have to hold the skin when it's dry. You have to sit some part of it and then use it like this, your knees.
Right now you're sitting on your knees and you have part of it folded under your hip, sitting on part of it.
Part of it.
And you're holding your left hand with the skin and then pressing against it with a scraper down over your thigh, inner part of your thigh, your leg.
Even you sit straight, you could do it too. And after you press it like this, you have to use same equal in split. But before that, before you use your kick, you have to use other ones.
You're holding a pumice or a rock in your hand right now. What's the word for the stone you're using?
This is kapok.
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 What do you call doing it?
Scraping
like that. Or does it
doesn't matter? To clean it more, the inner.
Oh, just.
Inner skin.
Mm-hmm.
All over, any old way.
You asked me a minute ago, you were showing how you scraped over your thigh, your leg. Now, do you have to go over the whole skin again?
The whole skin again,
with the stone.
Yeah, with the stone. And then, I didn't find my other one.
Yes.
You have to stick it again. Stick it.
There's what it
is. White sand.
Just
like, almost just like a flower or sugar. I mean, the seed.
Is it from a stone?
From the stone. You have to, it's like...
Do you use this for the scraper?
Yeah. To sprinkle it and then scrape it again. It gets even, the skin and white.
After you had twisted it, you were scraping with a bent scraper, right?
Yeah.
This flowery white stuff, when is that done?
Yes.
Is it
the last thing?
After the stone?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
After the stone.
So right now, you would have been doing it if you had the stone right in front of you, the powdery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the purpose of the crushed rock?
Well, they used to get from way down. But this size about 4 miles from Rabbit Creek. It's from the cliff from the seashore.
You say it's a white stone?
White stone.
And what?
It's like a sand.
What's the name of the stone?
Kiki.
Mm-hmm. And you have to break it up? Or is it already?
Already.
It crumbles or
comes
apart.
Mm-hmm. But you have to smash them.
You do.
Yeah. and it's not
but you then you just put this on scrape with it.
Yeah.
How long do you think that would take? You'd have to go the whole scanner.
Yeah.
It'd take a while.
For one whole day to dry it, and when you work on it right on, maybe 3 days.
This is the third day you've been working on it.
Yeah.
You don't do it steady. You don't work the whole day long, but you have to take care of it over the first day, the second day, and the third day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the third day would be with this white, white stone.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time.
And then when you have it, when you scrape it with the end scraper and with the white stone,